Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining me right now to talk about the many, many wagering angles surrounding this NBA Finals, the rubber match between these two teams as Cleveland took it last year, Golden State 2 years ago. He's the founder of pregame.com. He is at RJ in Vegas on Twitter. RJ Bell joining me on CBS Sports Radio. RJ, how are we doing tonight?
You know, Sean, I can't help but feel like that the 24-hour media cycle, us needing things to talk about constantly, is just causing us to think in just a weird way. Because think back to the 80s, right? And I think a lot of listeners can either remember the Magic Bird series or they have read about it, saw documentaries. When Magic and Bird met, it was like, thank God. Whew, we got a great series coming up. This is one for the history books. No one said, oh, it was a foregone conclusion. Yeah. And then when Houston, I think it was 86, beat the Lakers, and it was, you know, a big upset, and then they played the Celtics, there was no celebration. I mean, let me ask you, if Boston would have somehow upset the Cavs, would you be happier right now?
No, probably not. No, you're right. There's been plenty of people complaining about the lopsidedness of this season and postseason, no question about it.
So I guess you make a good point, though. If it could have been a few tough series and then we ended up with this, it would have been even better. But I'll tell you this, I'd much rather have these two playing in the finals than any other two teams.
Yeah, no question about it. So do the TV executives, I think, and I think you can make an argument. And it's one of the things we're talking about on the show tonight, RJ, is that you just brought up those 80s series. I brought it up in the open of the show. Is this the greatest assembly of talent that we've seen in an NBA Finals? I think those Lakers-Celtics series are probably the only ones that you can make a case, a close case with this series with over the last 30 or 40 years.
Yeah, and I'll be honest, we got to ask ourselves, are we talking about how objectively good the players are or how good they were relative to their time?
Because
someone might be able to debate, there's certain players, you know, Danny Ainge. Does Danny Ainge on the court even see the NBA court today? I'm not sure. Now, people can sit and say, oh, there's intangibles that, you know, Danny Ainge would bring, and those can transcend time and transcend, no matter how much physicality has changed. I'm not sure about any of that. But I think relative to the time, I don't think the players in this series are even close to the players in those Boston Lakers series. Because, I mean, think about it. Obviously, Magic. I mean, let's just agree. LeBron, wouldn't we agree? Let's just say, this is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, we don't want to wish injuries on anyone. So we'll just say, if Stephen Curry somehow doesn't play after this series, he doesn't make the Hall of Fame, does he?
Two MVPs are tough. He's probably, you know, his doppelganger's
Curry doesn't have two MVPs.
Yeah, he does. Steph Curry's been the MVP the last two seasons.
Well, he's not the. When you say the last season before and the season before that?
Yeah, he was the NBA MVP.
Two straight years,
he was a league MVP.
Okay, fair enough. Hey, boy, yeah. I had a mental block on that one. Okay, still, though, does he make the Hall of Fame?
It's probably, I get your point in that it's probably not like a clear cut sort of thing. I know what you mean.
Does Durant?
It's close. Yeah, probably, you know, scoring titles, and it's a lower bar for the Basketball Hall of Fame. But I know what you're saying, RJ,
But if we extend it beyond that, no one else is in the conversation for the Hall. So really, LeBron is the one sure Hall of Famer right now.
That's right. I get what you're saying, which is we've got the benefit of the entire legacy of those Celtics and Lakers teams versus we're really projecting with a lot of these guys when we talk about their all-time greatness.
I mean, if we would have looked at the, you know, Penny Hardaway in 95,
yeah,
it would have been a very different conversation, right?
That's a great one. Yes, that's a great, yeah, we would, you're right. Would we have been talking about those Orlando Magic, that Orlando Magic team in 95 with Shaq and Penny and Nick Anderson and Dennis Scott? You're right. That's a great example, no question. The money line on this series, RJ, is interesting because Golden State minus 250, Cleveland plus 230, and it's kind of hovered around there since the odds on this thing came out when Cleveland closed out Boston last week. But you, I think, illustrate an interesting dynamic in this, which is the payout. If you're hell-bent on putting a money line bet on this finals, know that the payout is about six times the Cavaliers on the Cavaliers what it would be on the Warriors for a $100 wager, and yet that's not scaring the pros off from what you're telling me.
No, this is a pros versus Joes, but it's one that's surprising, and here's why. Typically, the Joes, the recreational bettors, they love to bet the best team. They love to bet the favorite. And it's expensive oftentimes to bet the favorite, but they're fine with that. They just rather have the best team. Now, for example, in the NFL, most professionals are contrarian bettors where they're going to, you know, they played the Browns. This sounds absurd, but they played the Browns, the wise guys, like 10 weeks last year. It was always, oh, they're getting eight at home, too much value, right?
Mm-hmm.
And obviously that doesn't always work, but some, you know, more times than not it does. That's why the pros are the pros. Now, the fact of the matter is there's something else the public likes. They like to bet a little to win a lot. They want a payoff, right? And pros are willing to bet a lot to win a little. So it's very rare the public gets both. The chance to bet the best and the chance to have a big payoff. And I'll give you the example of that is Mayweather Pacquiao a few years ago is tons of recreational money on Pacquiao because you got both. You got not necessarily the best, but you got a super high class, typically the best boxer, and you got a big payout. So people were very comfortable with that. Well, how often do you get the player of the century? And we can debate Michael Jordan and LeBron, and I think it's a fascinating debate, and I've got strong feelings about it. But I think it's hard to debate against LeBron when it comes to 2000 onward, right? Is it Tim Duncan? Is it Kobe? But it's hard, I think, not to say LeBron right now is the player of the century. So if you have the player of the century and you're getting plus 220, plus 230, it really is a perfect storm for the recreational bettor, the Joes. They get the best player, they get a really, really good team, and they get a big payout. And that's what we've seen is really lopsided support for the Cavs getting that big price. On the other hand, we do a podcast, Wise Guy Roundtable, and two professional bettors this week told me on our pod they think the true odds in this series should be minus 400 or above favoring Golden State. So you really do have a situation where the public is on Cleveland, professionals on Golden State.
Interesting. RJ Bell, pregame.com, joining me on CBS Sports Radio. RJ, the finals MVP odds are intriguing. Durant and Curry are the first two. Durant plus 200, Curry plus 220. Then comes LeBron at plus 250. And what I think is interesting is the money line the money lines I've seen on Cleveland range anywhere from plus 200 to plus 230. Could you argue that maybe a better value would be to just go ahead and put LeBron as the MVP in the series plus 250? Because for them to win the series, he's going to have to be the MVP of the series for them to win this thing, right?
You know, it's great. Your analytical mind and your love of gambling coming together. And can I find a derivative? And actually what it is, a way to bet that's derived from who's going to win. I actually hate, and the time this comes up is the MVP for the Super Bowl.
Yes.
And it's at the quarterback. I usually hear the same conversation. I disagree. And, you know, there's a great book, and this is one of the books that most influenced the financial markets and the gambling markets, which is a smaller financial market compared to the, you know, investment market. And it's called The Black Swan. And you may have heard of the book. And what it discusses is how likely and unlikely, really unlikely events are and what our perception of them are. And, you know, the basic is with financial modeling, we can only model whatever happened. And thus, you know, the most that a stock market might go down in a day is 400 points or whatever. Okay, but now all of a sudden it goes down 500 points because it never happened before, but your model didn't account for it, and oh my gosh, big trouble. And I think it's just it's hard to put our finger on how Kevin Love wins the MVP, how Irving wins the MVP, but with Cleveland, you know, obviously winning in that case, but not LeBron. It's hard to think of it, but it's going to happen more than you think. And so to me, most of the time you're going to be right, right? Most of the, you know, there's the old Chip Reese line, great poker player. He used to say, going all in works till it doesn't.
Yeah. Right?
And then when it doesn't, you're done. You're out of the tournament. And in this case, I think that many, many times in a row, you would cash the LeBron plus 250 instead of Cavs plus 230 and be feeling pretty smart. But it only takes that one time out of 10 that it isn't that way and you're losing that it wipes out all those profits.
Kawhi Leonard, 18-1, won the finals MVP a few years ago. And then I don't even know what Iguodala was when he won it 2 years ago. It may not even been on the board at the beginning. So you're probably right about that, RJ. It's a good point. It's about that award specifically. We got about 45 seconds to go. Do you have, as we head into this thing on Thursday, RJ, any specific wager or play that you're honed in on as we head into game one?
To me, there's no team that I can remember that has a bigger difference between their level at max effort and their level at lesser effort than Cleveland. And, you know, 538, different websites are talking about how their predictions have been just so wrong because algorithms can only account for the way a team plays, and things like motivation are touchy-feely. So I think with Cleveland, I'm looking to play against them when I feel like they're fat and happy. So, for example, if they somehow win the first game, they're underdogs, about 7-point dogs in the game, I'll look to play against Cleveland in game two. So anytime it feels like LeBron could take it a little bit easy and it not be a catastrophe, I'm looking to play against Cleveland.
Situational plays. Got it. Good stuff. As always, RJ Bell, founder of pregame.com. Give him a follow, especially this week leading up to the NBA Finals at RJ in Vegas. Great stuff as always. Enjoy the games. We'll do it again soon, RJ.
Thank you, Sean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.